So we're currently on our way to... Good day, by the way. Welcome to Inspirato Projecto. We're on our way to the radio version of the show in Chinatown. We're just now waiting for the bus, for the train. And we've got a couple of special guests here, surprises. I will also be interviewing them after the show. It'll be happening today, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock p.m. in the secret location in the Kaichung Studios, 1630 a.m. Studios. If you're in Chinatown, you can tune in to 1630 a.m. and hear it on the radio dial. If you don't live in Chinatown, cool news is it also streams online. So if you go to kaichungradio.org, you can click on, there's a banner up there. It says Kaichung, big red and white banner. Click on that, and then it'll say stream, live stream. You could click on that, and then you can actually listen to it if you want to. I'll also be recording this, archiving it, archiving it, and then also uploading that to Mixcloud, so you can hear it as well, if you so choose. So we've got some fun songs lined up. I have some topics I'd like to discuss with these folks. But as you know, those of you who have been listening, you know everything is just mostly an improvised format. You never know what's going to happen, how it's going to happen. That's all part of the excitement, the surprise, the charm, the unexpected, the synchronicities, all those wonderful things that you just cannot plan or account for until they're actually happening to you in that moment. So tune in if you want to. And by the way, thank you for listening.
To answer your question, I did not feel an earthquake yesterday. Nope. I think as a lifelong Californian, I am acclimated to earthquakes. Well, at least the small ones anyway. Big ones, of course, you feel. Kind of hard not to feel the big ones. The little ones, I don't know. I didn't feel it. Nothing. Not a thing. My mother-in-law called and asked if we felt it. We said, of course, no. I went on Facebook and I see everyone on Facebook saying, earthquake! I'm like over here going, I didn't feel any earthquake. So nope, didn't feel an earthquake.
So we're here with Tara and Mark after the Kaichung radio show. This might even potentially go up before I get home tonight to put up today's radio show. So what this would normally be is a sort of a sequel. What you're getting is... Well, oh, weird. So the radio show will end up sort of being a prequel, I guess. Is that that would be? Interesting. We totally are in the future. Oh, my God.
This is spiffy. Very industrial.
Industrial?
Industrial.
Oh, yeah, it is very industrial-y. So since we're in a much quieter environment, why don't you tell me about some of your other favorite projects? The ones you mentioned on the radio show today.
Oh, well, there's the Untrained Slackers. So Sarah has been making videos on YouTube for quite a while. I've been behind the scenes or helping out or sometimes in the video with her. And we most recently started doing Lego videos, Lego themes. So they're called Build and Destroy. So we built
stop motion?
One of them is, actually, yeah. One of them, we have them on strings. It's insane. I'll have to show you later. So that's on Untrained Slackers on YouTube. And then we have the blog, which is untrainedslackers.com. And I have my blog on there. Mark's on there as an assistant editor. Yeah, it's fun. And it's just a bunch of us that are really weird that like to get together and make videos.
Ooh, that's the idea right there. You know, you two are really... Talk about growing things, being the botanist that you are.
you really seem to grow communities, multiple communities of just good vibes, people who all want to collaborate and bring out their weird side, their crazy side, their
Thank
other
you.
Dreams and imaginations.
Thank you so much. That's my intention. That's absolutely my intention, to plant seed in time's echo and allow that seed to do with thy will.
Yeah.
So absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, and they're all successful too. That's the cool thing. That's because when you're putting your all into it, that great vibe remains throughout all those years that you can go back and listen to it. Like your songs, how crazy is that? Now you can listen to your music in a totally different perspective than you did as the creator. Now you're more of an observer to it.
Yeah, it's really funny too. I was mentioning on the air that I wasn't really that big of a fan of Ghost in the Choir, the song. But the reality of it is that song was like our third song, and we decided to speed it up for live shows because we felt that we didn't have enough fast songs. What's interesting about it is thinking more and more about that. It's like, well, when was the last time I really listened to this song? And like that album was released about 8 years ago.
Wow.
And so, or was it 6 years ago? I don't know. But like in music time, that's like a long time ago.
Well, holy cow,
man. 6 years ago. Yeah.
Oh my God. Just like look what has happened in that meantime.
Yeah.
The way that the spirit, the consciousness has peppered in these little examples that fit right in line with the music and the elements that you put right into there.
Absolutely.
It's crazy because I'm sure you're seeing the precipitation of that. I know I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
I listen to your music, I'm like, ah, I see those reflections happening out there right now.
Thank you so much, brother.
So it's crazy because you're...
It's kind of funny, too, because, like, you say crazy. That was my name in the band. It's crazy.
Well, which is awesome because craziness deals with an imagination, you know,
right.
Like a way out there. And it's great because you imagine to bring all that out there into this, which is great.
Absolutely.
And that's true spellcasting right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I completely agree with that. Yeah. And the intention is coming forth. Absolutely. And that's really what spellcasting, I think, is. It's the placement of intention, and that intention essentially manifesting. But really, at the same time, it's like, I keep saying that phrase at the same time. It's also a responsibility as well, because what we think we become, what we put out, we become.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, growing up, one of my favorite musicians was Peter Steele of Type 190. Got to meet him. I hung out with the guy behind after shows. Actually, the last couple of shows I saw him, or the band Typo Negative, I actually got to hang out with him. But
wait, who is this guy?
Typo Negative. Peter Steele.
Oh, Typo Negative?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And
that's great.
I loved his lyrics, but what was interesting about it was the more I became a lyricist, the more I became a writer, the more I was diving into the occult, I realized that the lyrics he was writing were very self-harming.
Ah. There was self-harming, the Typo Negative?
Yeah. Well, no, not the music itself, but like the content of what he was singing.
Oh.
The music was incredible. The lyrics, his use of lyrics, of lyrics and everything were really good, but it's a matter of what you're singing about.
Ah.
And within Cirque Noir, I loved that band. But I'm very happy I'm in the current project I'm in, singing the lyrics that I want to sing now.
Mm.
Especially now that I'm more aware.
Yeah. To be able to sprinkle your cosmic awareness into it, to stitch it right into the very music, put it that vibe right into the music.
Yeah, that absolute, like, cosmic consciousness, that ability to, you know, speak broadly to a group of people, but selectively to another within the lyrics, absolutely. I absolutely.
It's just cool to have it infused into it.
Yeah, speaking of infused.
We're standing at a large sign of various beers here. We're going to see what we can do. Oh, sorry. We're looking at various beers. One called Refresh, one called Best Lawn, Pleasant Pills, Timbo Pills, Quiet Idea, Good Green, Radio Hill. world champ.
What you gonna get?
I am wondering. Hi. Could I have a, let's say a 12, no, a 16 ounce of the Quiet Idea?
Oh, just close it out, please.
The place we're at here right now is called the Highland Park Brewery. They have a whole bunch of beers here. Thank you. We'll get back to you in a sec.
God damn.
The coconut after? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, here we are. Here we are, a continuation. This time we're out on the balcony, so to speak. And I'm trying to put this in airplane mode so we get no interruptions. We're out here on the balcony. All right. So tell us this extraordinary... Oh, and by the way, really fast, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening out here, just pretend we're... that's the ocean breeze. That's the ocean slapping upon the shores. It's not traffic. It's just the... So, okay, so here we are. We're here in extraordinary story.
Union Station used to be right over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, the historical Los Angeles State Historical Park. That's where the first station actually was for LA.
How big was the station?
It was roughly at the same size as the park, I believe, or around the same structure. But this is where people outside of traveling outside of LA or even the state would come, right here. And so it's kind of fortuitous that we're having a beer and talking about stories of the past from distant lands and whatnot. Yeah. But I'll tell you the story.
Yes.
So, we were talking about
yeah.
We were talking about.
I need like a ringtone of that.
That's right. Well,
someone will record that.
Yeah.
So what ended up happening was a good friend of mine one day was walking on a corridor. Just yelling out the word "chin chin, chin chin, chin chin" over and over and over again because she thought it was really funny, and it was because I just told her the story of something that had occurred in Japan a couple of months before that, and "chin chin" means penis. So to a Japanese native's ears, when you say the word "chin chin," it's just like saying "dick dick 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 dick," and it's a word too that kids know as well. So this friend of mine is running down this corridor, saying the words "chin chin 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 chin," and there's like not just one family of, a Japanese family, but like many in this tourist group, Japanese mothers, Japanese fathers, Japanese children, countless numbers of them. And my friend is just saying, "chin, chin, 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 oh, shit."
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Exactly.
She suddenly started realizing, oh, my gosh. Wow, man.
That's hilarious.
It's so intriguing what you can just... What this vibration, that's just some funny vibration, actually means something to another being who can interpret what that vibration is.
And then again, it's so intriguing. It's just a word. It's just a mixture of letters brought together.
And the kids were laughing. Some of the parents were laughing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My friend wasn't laughing. She was embarrassed. But yeah, it was a funny time. Tara's had plenty of those times. How many times?
Lots.
Saying ching-ching randomly down hallways and whatnot.
For some reason, I just thought of Super Potato right now, just randomly. There's a place called Super Potato in Japan. It's in Akihabara, and it's really cool.
Super is the potato?
it's really
super. Does it have a cape? Please tell me the mascot has a cape.
I think it does. It is a potato
good.
With a cape.
Oh, good. I may have to hear that.
Yeah.
Is it a Mr. Potato Head kind of face?
Kind of. It's more of a like an actual spud.
Oh.
Cartoony spud.
Oh, good. Like cartoony spud.
More of a real potato.
So Super Potato, was it a delicious place?
No, there's no food there. I mean, I guess it's delicious to the eyes and to the ears and
there's
the senses.
There's no food there?
There's no food there. It's all classic video games.
Oh my god, that's incredible.
They sell old Super Nintendos, regular Nintendos, Ataris,
all the Japanese systems only, though.
Oh my gosh, it sounds like a video game heaven.
Oh, it's amazing.
So what are some of the interesting... Well, first of all, let me get back to this. As you're telling me this, I'm envisioning a place where there are, I don't know why, but I just imagine like beanbag chairs. I was getting ideas of like beanbag chairs, pillows, and people also playing games within that place too. Were there any places to play the games?
There were on the top level.
Oh!
They had some old school arcade games. So they had, you know, like Street Fighter.
They had arcade games. Oh, that's great.
And they had like Ms. Pac-Man, you know, Galaga.
Oh man, that's just the best.
Oh yeah, it was so great. There's like Mike Tyson's Punch Out. There's all these old. Oh, sorry.
Hi.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm glad it's you.
Wow. It's like a candy store for video gamers.
Yeah, it is. And all the other levels are just like there's memory cards you can get. There's keychains. There's the Japanese version of the games. There's the American versions of the games. It's like it's just amazing.
What were some of the interesting differences that you saw, or how we altered something that they originally did? Maybe the music, maybe the way the characters looked.
One big change is Resident Evil, for example. Out in Japan, it's actually called Biohazard. And so all of the games say Biohazard on them, and they have the art's a little different on the cover.
Are they wearing hazmat suits?
You would think so.
One would think, yeah.
They should have. Maybe that's why that guy's skin was gone.
Oh my God, yeah.
They're like, you should have been wearing your suit.
That's right.
But yeah.
Shame on you. So the characters look different. What else? Was any of the music different?
What
about the moves?
Oh, like dancing and... You know, speaking of music, they are huge on karaoke. There are giant, like, hotel, like, towering buildings, just karaoke.
What?
All the way
down.
It's amazing.
This is like a dream come true.
Yeah.
Why has no one built one of those yet? Do not steal this idea, folks. Listen, if you want to collaborate on this idea, if you have lots of money, you're a financier, contact inspiratoprojecto@gmail.com. We will spread the word on, and we will build this together.
We will build
that would just be...
If we build it, they will come.
Ooh, can we also do a subterranean? Now, I know it'd be tricky in an earthquake town like this place, but I'm thinking if we put it on swinging mechanisms or something.
Oh my God, that'd be cool.
How much of LA is actually built on top of itself? I've heard quite a bit.
No, I've heard a lot
built on top of itself.
Yeah, like
what?
Like old cities, basically, like old.
There's an entrance in like several restaurants in the city and different places, alleyways.
No
apparently, Hollywood is actually built on top of its old self. Apparently,
there's an actual like city down there.
Yeah, apparently below
Buried
Hollywood Boulevard. There's another city
operating.
No, not operating down there.
Yeah, they said some places are.
Really?
Oh my God, you just gave me an idea for a movie right now.
Oh my God, that'd be so great.
We gotta make a movie about that idea.
Oh my God, go down in there.
The underground Hollywood. The true.
You put it on.
I mean, imagine what's going on in there. What's being gone on there?
Right?
Are science experiments? Do they have? So what? How do you know about this?
Probably a large.
Did you explore it? Something tells me.
I have not. I've spoken with friends who've gone out there, but I myself, I've never.
Oh God! Are you still in contact with these people?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we gotta have it. Oh my God! Could you imagine if one of the wizard walks, as obscure as it is, it happens down there?
Oh my God!
Could you imagine that? I have a GoPro utilize. We can put it someplace to see.
You have one.
See
we have.
I think the entrance. One of the entrances on the Hollywood Boulevard is actually in an escape room. Yeah, I think
really?
So. I forget the name of the restaurant. It used to be. Yeah.
Talk about escape room. The escape room is in the escape room.
Really?
The escape
and then you go into the very. Oh my gosh, that'd be horrible. Well, these people disappeared from the escape room. Oh,
yeah.
They left early.
Yeah. They walked into the Pharaoh or whatever that was on Arrested Development. He's like, where did he go? I put him in the Pharaoh. Remember that? Have you ever seen Arrested Development?
I have.
You know, my son asked me to watch that a few times and I have not watched it. I need to watch
that. The humor is, the puns are, oh my God, the wordplay, it's like, oh, geez. If you're watching like an Errol Flynn, like Robin Hood movie, that's the wordplay. That's that right there in Arrested Development. It's crazy. It's like double entendres, triple entendres, puns within a pretzel of a, I mean, it's
of
crazy.
Another
of another pun. It's like a pun fractal.
Which reminds me, I still need to see
Cornucopia
How I Met Your Mother. I haven't watched that either.
Which one?
And I love New Patrick Harris. How I Met Your Mother.
Oh.
I have never seen an episode of that.
I haven't either.
I have seen all the Dr. Horribles, though. Have you seen the Dr. Horrible sing-along?
I have.
Nice.
It's pretty cool that I can sit across from here and see where the radio show takes place.
Oh my God, you can. That's right.
Huh.
That's
nice.
Right.
That's why I came here too, because like for the longest time I just a couple of weekends ago.
Cool.
And this is where I met Chenzi, right over here too.
Wow.
Oh, he was in that park when
it
was
in the park.
Oh, okay. Chenzi pointed in that direction. Chenzi told me about that, and we came. Okay, now it's making sense. I'm just on the other side of where he and I were when he said the same thing.
Right in the park.
You're giving
you
the reflection
in.
Of what. Wow.
This is the park, and this is a brewery I've been looking at for the past year. Lined up.
Of course. Look at this.
So, hey, Tara wants to get a beer. Let's go over here.
I love this. And look at it. It's like a pyramid of sorts.
Yeah.
This is wonderful. This
you
is extraordinary.
Try this coconutty beer?
Sure, you want to try this other kind of beer? Oh, boy. That is cocoa
and
nutty.
Yeah.
That's nutty how cocoa nutty that is.
I know,
yeah,
right?
The aftertaste, you do. You feel like you climbed up the tree, you conked it open.
It's
you
like summer.
Broke it over a rock.
It's summer in the ocean.
It is.
Yeah.
So after this,
Mommy, my mouth is an ocean.
So after this, do you guys want to go on a safari? What do you guys want to do?
What? Hunt antelope?
Ha!
I'm always up for hunting antelope.
Well, there's a couple of really cool shops out of here, like Asian, like Tara and I were actually thinking about fun thing to mention on a podcast, but exploring some of the Asian markets out of here. There's a particular chain out of here that I absolutely love. It's Japanese owned, it's called Marukai.
What does that mean? What does that translate as?
I don't know. I think it's just a name.
Karaoke building.
What does
Marukai? Yeah. Welcome to
Marukai! Look it up on your supercomputer.
What does Marukai translate?
Yeah, what is it?
Uh-uh.
So you were saying, so finish, what were you saying with your story there? Oh yeah, what? Try this.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It's nice! It tastes really good, I promise!
It does taste good. Wow.
Are really your great. Taste buds going cray cray?
That's it. That's really good.
Damn!
That's like a. With that, it kind of has like a little bit of a cannabis aftertaste.
Ooh, it does.
It doesn't translate it, so it's.
Oh,
probably,
by gum.
Oh, I think it's a name.
I think it's a last name.
So that karaoke building idea, we got to build it. We got to
do it.
And they will come. And then we'll put a big robot out in front. Can we please put a robot out in front? Like build one that moves.
Did you ever watch Invader Zim?
No, but I've heard many times. Oh my, there he is. Okay, please give me a lowdown. A Boz Skaggs. Give me a Boz Skaggs on that one.
What happened here? What happened
here? Oh, I don't know. I work in a
Constellations.
Yeah. This is Gurr, and he's inside, I mean, it's the robot inside of the dog suit for his disguise.
So robot is moving the dog around.
Yeah.
Which looks like a Martian incident.
He's eating
which is great.
It kind of does.
This is so awesome. Is he eating a cupcake? Or is that
he's eating a cupcake, manically.
That's great. Oh
that
my
cupcake.
God.
He's got chocolate frosting all over his mouth.
Oh my God. You know what would be fun is if the camera... I hope I'm getting this image. If the camera on the show it zooms in into the belly and what the robot is actually doing in there, does that happen?
Oh,
they
no.
show what he's doing inside.
Like he unzips the whole thing. He
out
of it.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. It's really good stuff.
That is so cool. How long's that
Jonan,
been out?
Jonan Vasquez is the artist. It's been out for years and years and years. It was on Nickelodeon, and they pulled it subsequently because. One of the episodes, Dark Harvest. Oh, they are bringing it back, though, which is really good. This is the episode Dark Harvest. Zim, which is the alien that is coupled with Gurr, that is his robot, it's supposed to be his helper, and sometimes it does help him, but sometimes Gurr goes nuts and just does whatever he wants, like stupid shit like that, like manically eating a cupcake instead of doing some kind of important task. He's like...
That's great.
Where'd you put the navigation controls? Like, I removed it. Why? Because to make room for the pudding, you know?
Oh
it's just
God,
like, what?
Great.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay, I need to watch this stuff for sure.
Yeah, Dark Harvest, that's also my favorite episode. So Zim goes to school. Like, he's in an elementary school, and he's got a slight disguise to look like an elementary
school kid. So a robot
from
another planet in this age group. This is awesome.
Yeah. So he's in school, and, you know, there's, like, another kid in class that is, like, all into the esoteric and into, like, aliens and all this other stuff and knows that Zim is an alien, and he's always trying to prove that he is, you know, like, one of those kind of characters.
Oh, yeah.
So this whole setup, well, in Dark Harvest, Zim wants to be more human. Dib says something to him earlier in the episode where he's like, well, they're going to find out that you're an alien because you don't have this organ and you don't have that organ. So Zim's just like... Oh, so he starts going around taking children's organs, replacing them with stuff.
Oh my God.
Like, there was a kid with
stuff.
Yeah. There's the secretary in the office. has one of those, you know, those things you would turn over, it goes, like one of those things that you just flip over, back in the day when we were kids. Like, they replaced her voice box with that.
My God.
So every time someone talks to her, she's like, nah. You know, it's like she has this far off. It is bizarre.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, my God. You would love that episode.
The fact that kind of absurdity, just exists out there so unapologetically.
And Zim is so filled with organs by the end.
Oh, my
God. Huge. Like, he's got intestines pouring out of his mouth when he talks, and he's, like, slurping up, like, noodles.
Oh, my God.
So you can see why Nickelodeon was like, maybe we shouldn't have this on, you know. But
oh my God,
that teaches humor
on such a deep level.
Yeah.
That is just not, you know, the pan over the head kind of humor. Right. Where it's like
I love the Three Stooges.
That's incredible. Three Stooges is fun.
Yeah,
Marx Brothers 4.
Those guys are great. Now let's put, oh my God, you guys are generating so many ideas.
Sorry.
Marx Brothers. No, it's beautiful. This is what this kind of thing is. So I'm imagining Marx Brothers and, what'd you just say? Three Stooges in space kind of thing.
Oh, my God.
Like Laurel and Hardy. So imagine if we put, like, a Laurel and Hardy.
We
get them all
Hardy
together.
Too.
Laurel and Hardy,
an old
Marx
Stone
Brothers.
If you got to have Laurel and Hardy, what about Chaplin? And then also,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Oh, Buster Keaton?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. And also, if Laurel and Hardy, then we got to have Abbott and Costello.
Okay, yeah, obviously.
So it could be like, it could be like a super team of sorts.
Could you imagine that party? Could you imagine the conversation?
Oh, my God.
That would be
they
going
must have been
laughing
the whole time. How does anyone drink or eat anything without, like, snorting it out?
You'd
die. Oh, my God. Imagine how many people went home with their pants wet that night.
You'd die happy, but I know, right?
Oh, wait, there's another guy, but I've never seen any of his stuff, but I've always heard his name, Fatty Arbuckle.
Should we include
him in there?
All right, yeah, we should.
Why not? Yeah, we might as well.
Not too sure either, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know.
But I know
but
who
I'm
he
thinking,
is.
Oh, and then, wow, what if you add onto it, like, this vaudevillian, like, then they take that whole crazy thing on the road where they're, like, planting themselves in the audience, you know, and, oh, my God, that'd be so funny if the Charlie Chaplin and the Buster Keaton guy speak to each other in sign language,
because
they never actually talk in real life either.
And they look really similar in their clothing, the way they're the same, they're just, like,
Oh, yeah, so they're always around, they're always these mutes speaking to each other
they're
in sign
language. The BFFs.
Oh, yeah, ooh, and they could speak in SOS and Morse code, too. They could be like another little hidden Easter egg in there.
But they can't, they never talk.
No.
And Chaplin did have that one that he spoke, which was the dictator, the one where he does the great speech.
That is so phenomenal.
So good. It makes me want to cry every time.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's so great because you're like, okay, this is the first, and that was the first time I'd ever seen Chaplin speak. I don't know, somehow I came across it. It was like in my recommended lists or something.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what? Chaplin talking? And whoa, it was amazing to hear, like, go, oh my God.
Isn't it bizarre? And he speaks so eloquently and so clearly and so.
Yeah.
And they used to have that pronunciation, the transatlantic.
Oh, yes.
That they used to teach in school.
Yeah, it's like slightly British, kind of.
Yeah.
It was like, it's like the R's barely.
Things are pops.
Yeah.
Like when you say it, like. Yeah, very over-enunciated.
Of course, yes. There's almost that slight, wow, it's so strange, because then it also kind of blends a Southern into it as well in a weird
way. Yeah, it's mixed with, like, a Southern twang, yeah.
And New York and Chicago, I mean, no wonder they call it that, because it's kind of going, all right, we're going to sort of be like this nullifier of all those and kind of include them all.
Yeah.
It's intriguing.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
Wow. So who else could we put it? So, Mark, we were brainstorming about this idea of, like, what if you were to get Marx Brothers, Three Stooges, all those dudes.
Did you say another one or no?
No, I'm good.
Okay, I'm going to go put this back. I'll be right back.
Put all those guys, like Abbott and Costello, Laurel and Hardy, Charlie Chaplin, all those dudes, Buster Keaton, Three Stooges, whoever else you could think of.
Do an Expendables-like movie.
Exactly. Yes. And I was thinking how funny is if, like, yeah, they could be, like, part... It's almost like the
it's
Fall
almost,
Guy
yeah,
thing.
It's almost like it's part of an Expendables movie, but it's just like, okay, guys, it's it could be like...
And they're also in vaudeville, too.
It could be like Ocean's 11.
It would be. Totally would be. Yeah.
That? Oh, my God.
And they'd use their vaudeville skills and magic tricks to do... Ooh, who is a great magician? Houdini. Let's throw him in there. They got to have a magician in there who can help them pull off these crazy pranks.
But Houdini... But Houdini died, like, in the story, so you could always have, like...
Well, okay, it could
Harpo
be a time travel
could be,
film.
Oh, could be Harpo Marx.
Oh,
he could be the magician.
Okay.
Because Harpo Marx
should
have
He should sign language to Chaplin.
Ooh,
and
I love it, yeah. So we were talking that, yeah.
The only person that can talk, the only person that can actually... yeah, that's it. Well, no, Chaplin talked, because at one point he started talking.
He did.
We were
so, like,
about, yeah,
so
one,
Chaplin,
yeah.
The only person that can communicate with...
But I think all three of those should not speak. They should all
like, from what we remember them as. Like, Buster Keaton and those two guys, I was thinking they talk sign language, and also they'd speak. Charlie Morse Chaplin code and so they can hear what they're saying and no one else knows.
Harpo speaks their language.
It's like their own little
And they start incorporating and speaking to
it's
each other
like
through horns.
It's like speaking group, but it's like through them. Yeah,
yeah, it's all
like. Oh my god, that could be crazy. Could you imagine like that? They're speaking to each other in horns, and then it turns into this musical piece.
Oh my god!
But it's also speaking, and they're like they understand, and it could that even that could be in Morse code. Oh my god, this thing could be so layered. Could you imagine that?
Jesus.
You're awesome.
That's so
oh my god. So, okay, so they come together. He's thinking like an Expendables type of movie mixed with like vaudeville, right? Yeah. Doing crazy social pranks and whatnot.
Like an Ocean's 11 vaudeville sort of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They have like, you know.
Not to be confused with some movie called Ocean's 9, which I think is a chick flick or something.
Oh, yeah, that was a new one. Is that a prequel?
Is it? I don't know. That's what I asked about. Because everybody at work was like, what's Ocean's 11? And I'm like, and 12 and 13. It's like, you guys have you don't know, and you're watching Ocean's 9? Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I could totally see that. Yeah, that would be great. Well, we could
forever alone at work.
We could just do like a recap. But like, yeah, you get a Buster Keaton, Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin, the Marx Brothers, and the Three Stooges.
Yeah, oh my god.
And could it take
place?
Abbott Costello. Could it take place in space, like a science fiction kind of thing? Because I imagine if you had that extra element.
It's the
movie Aliens.
Harpo
Marx plays Ripley.
Well, because like you'd add the strange like Expendables meets vaudevillian in space as, and it's like, okay, what are they doing? What could possibly be going on up there? Like the space mafia? You know, are they like Krakens? They're like space Krakens?
Krakens.
They're like the mafia.
With laser tentacles.
Yeah.
Are there holograms on a Star Trek ship and they take the ship over?
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. We'll blend in the other shows too. Yeah, we might as well. We see the Millennium Falcon parked in the distance.
Yep.
There we go.
Yep. Those
from
two
the
worlds meshed together. Yeah.
The Buck Rogers
spaceship crashed
into a mountain.
Did you know Star Wars is supposed to take place a billion years ago?
A billion.
Imagine when they start doing Star Wars films, or actually when we all start directing the future Star Wars films that take place in the current day. Mm-hmm. So we go current.
Well, imagine,
and they're like, whoa, what would that be like?
You could take Star Trek.
They're just molecules.
You could take Star Trek, and Star Trek becoming a sort of Type 3 society to where they're able to jump from like galaxy to galaxy. It would basically literally be the story of Star Trek going to a galaxy where a billion years ago this massive battle had taken place. And somehow within their technology, because they're able to transverse. There we go. Transverse.
Just
unbelievable amounts of space going to another galaxy, and they somehow have the ability to go into the past and see the society that existed a billion years ago.
Oh,
which
man.
Is the same amount of time that it takes that galaxy's light to reach Earth.
Oh, jeez, I love it.
That's the story of Star Wars. It's basically, it takes place a billion years ago, and it's the light of a galaxy that's just reaching now. So all the movies that you're seeing of like the recent movies they're happening right now a billion years ago because of the light from the star that is reaching our eyes a billion years ago.
Whoa, dude, that's nuts. Well, added to that, there's this thing, it's called like the, I don't know, Call of the Willows or something that George Lucas put on. It was a series of journals. It was a series of journals that, that is a much better place for that. Thank you for your consideration.
Of course.
Yes. And there was these journals called the Willows of the something.
Real quick,
yeah.
The gentleman that was in the radio studio.
Yeah.
Is his name Nick?
Nick. Yeah.
There's his cafe.
Oh, geez, there it is, man.
Synchronistic acts.
I love it.
Synchronistic aspects of the universe. But look.
Oh, geez.
Look how far it is.
Oh my God, it's right there.
Yeah.
Dude. That's awesome. And I just imagine that F being a V, Nick's Cave, which is kind of like K-Chung. And it's in red and white, which is K-Chung.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's funny.
Synchronistic art of the universe.
I love this.
It says kook on that thing. Do you see it?
Let's see.
On the
sign? Oh, wait.
On the pole. Kook. Street art.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Can I take a picture?
Yeah, go for
wow.
it.
Wow.
Tara, I introduced street art to her about, underground street art to her about a few years ago. And she's an artist herself. She's amazing when it comes to art. And she can do anything. Anything. She needs. We need to be living out here, and she needs to be making $80,000 a year just doing her art. I got to figure it out. We are going to figure it out.
Our future selves have it figured out.
Yay!
And they're so excited. And this is just a memory in their brains.
Future Mark, listening to this podcast, you know how to access me. Talk
yes,
to brother.
That's right. Dude, that's the best kind of message we could ever... Right? Sending that off on the carrier pigeon.
Right?
Oh, there it is. There's the carrier pigeon. Hey. Another secret.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah. Right when he said that, a freaking pigeon flew over our heads. That was great.
It's coming.
Oh, my God.
But that was the dance, too, with shamanism as well and everything. Like, that was the thing that was taught to me, was that the universe speaks in synchronistic tones.
Yes,
and
yes,
and it wasn't
yes.
until the last year I was able to figure that out, and Chinzi was a part of that.
Oh my God! Dude, I have such an obsession with synchronicities, I can't tell you how many people... Well, either make fun of me for it or go, Kurt, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. But then they see these things come
to you.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That's the element
that's true.
That is the esoteric. Esoteric is its connection to you. So
those
those synchronistic tones, the voice of the universe, they're things that are basically being spoken to. And yeah, we look like fucking crazy people.
Yeah.
And Tara tells me I'm crazy. But,
well, what's so beautiful is that the fact that the three of us uphold and cherish and love and appreciate synchronicity so much. Dude, can you imagine what from this? I mean, from this moment on, it's already been happening. What we're going to continue to magnetize into this freaking crazy vortex that we're forming here in this paradigm?
We just have to believe it.
Well, man, I notice that when I get together with one or more people who appreciate the synchronicities, and these, you know, the deja vu, all that great stuff, they come more and more frequently. I view them. It's like they're happy little children, hugging. You know, like yay. You know,
absolutely.
Pay attention to me.
That photo.
Oh, that's good.
And then I made that one.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks.
So let's see here.
My God, you guys. This is great. Folks, you get to actually hear, all of you at home viewers, you get to actually hear these multitudes of synchronicities unfold in real time. This is the prime example of what I talk about all the time in Inspirato Projecto, all the time, both on the podcast and the radio show. The idea of plugging in to those who are the yes and spirit, the enthusiasm, the let's keep the momentum going, kind of, yeah, how much farther can we stretch it? How far can we go? The, yes, more absurdity, more surreality. Let's bend more pretzels. Let's make more fractals. And these guys, I mean, what's happening right now? You're fully experiencing... a world being built right here before your very ears. Like, this momentum's going to get crazy, and I'll tell you right now, we're going to hear it as this goes on more and more and more. It's going to be documented. This is my prediction. This is my future self already knowing that it's happened, relaying the message back to this current this current now, and so on and so forth. Reverend Mark, can you play a tiny little smidgen of this just as a nice little punctuation mark? Because that sounds good.
I would love to.
Yes.
Ooh, always good. Always got it. Just checking it right now.
I just closed my eyes and just I felt those vibrations. Wow.
We'll take it to Giant Rock.
Wow.
It'll be much louder.
Wow,
no, I want us to actually do that. Like, I was telling everybody that we should go out, like, on the 22nd, but to be honest...
What's happening?
She always finds art everywhere.
I love it. I love it.
My other horse is a ghost.
Oh, that's good!
Amazing.
My other horse is a ghost. I love it.
I'm like... Whoa.
I love street art. I especially love finding Banksy's. Those are my favorite. But
oh, yeah, they're fun.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of them. There's quite a few of them around here.
I know.
Little Easter eggs hiding everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could do street art that's very highly vibrational consciousness that could really be worth it. Like, you're saying out on those rocks, there's that graffiti. Well, how about cosmic graffiti? You know, we could add the stuff that glows in the dark or whenever it gets dark. It's got sparkles on it. It's got texture. It's got dimensionality.
We were actually talking about going back to Giant Rock. Bringing paint with us that looks like some of the rocks.
Oh, that's great.
Some LED lights.
Before the LED lights, going out of there and repainting some of the rocks.
Dude.
The regular color, getting rid of the... disrespect.
We could have a wizard walk out by that rock. We can record it.
Because
it's a set environment. You know, it's nothing that's sort of. I absolutely love all the crazy.
That says coupon there too, by the way. I'm sorry.
Say what?
That pole said coop there too.
Interesting. That's cool.
Sorry.
No. Huh. More of these things, please call my attention to them, because you're calling your future self to the attention of it. These multitudes of bazillions.
Of synchronicities and different realities. Mm-hmm, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
This is the media that everyone deserves to be listening to right now.
Yes.
Synchronicities. My God. We're casting spells right now, and everyone's involved.
Nice.
You know, it's fusing it.
There's a song I've been working on, and it's really about that.
Have you been working on it, or has it been working on you?
I know. I'm still trying to get one of those songs to work on. There's a song I've literally been working on for about 2 years now. The song has been done, about 2 years, and I haven't been able to write a single lyric for it and be happy with it. And I'm still trying to figure out the correct vocal melody. It's taken so much time, but I'm going to get there.
It happens in the craziest senses. You might be walking along. Oh, but please, get back to that other song that you recently created.
But that's it. I think you're about to give a really good closing thought to it.
Well, sometimes there's this melody that goes through my head a lot, and it started when I was substitute teaching, and I haven't come up with lyrics for that yet. It's just this melody that's just... I've figured out the chords on my guitar and everything. I can... You know, I frequently will sing this, and there'll be one of those times where you'll just kind of think about it or sing it out loud while you're walking through. There'll just be that environment that just goes, yeah, you know, with that lightning bolt. And in that moment, and just the way that those circumstances line up, oh, man, it's just... So epiphanies, revelations, synchronicities, all those wonderful things. Those are the cheapest thrills and the greatest value for your money, so to speak.
I mean the greatest
atest, and in terms of infinitum. The atest.
Ooh, that's a really good word. Infinitum.
Infinitum.
Really,
infinitum.
Really
infinitum yum yum. Infinitum.
Oh, that's a good word.
Oof.
Oh, that's one of our, that's our video. That's
it. Just tastes so good. And then when we can come across others who love that, oh my gosh, and we just keep conjuring that cosmic soup, it is just the greatest feeling in the world.
You know what a mission, a bit of a seed I want to plant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I've thought about this, and I've spoken with graduates, postgraduates, professors about this very idea, and it's about how to propel our species into its next evolution.
Mm-hmm.
And it really comes down to the idea of society. It was interesting because each of these guys I was speaking to, all of them had one thing in common. They all have gone to Burning Man.
Of course you're saying that.
So they love the concept of a sort of a sharing society.
Oh my God! But this has been my dream eons.
But at the same time, have you been to Burning Man ever?
No. But I saw a TED talk about Burning Man the other day. It's been on my brain ever since we've been talking about Gen Z.
Let's put this into the intention.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What would you think about going next year? Like, and being and like, the tickets really aren't that much. Like, especially if you type in a summary to. And I'm going to use my magical powers of editing to take this out.
Ha!
But, or maybe it needs to be in here.
Yes.
Who knows? I will let the fates decide.
A nugget. A diamond.
use my, I shouldn't say editing, the suggestive editing, but yeah, I said it. Maybe
editing.
The world needs to
suggestive
hear
editing. But I know, love I'm, it. You edited your suggestive edit. That's brilliant. Now you're back.
I'm back. I'm here. But you know, one of the things I've been thinking about is, well, I'm right now, Tara and I live our lives as very rich paupers. And the reason I say that is we're paupers. We live off each paycheck. But we live really well off each paycheck. And not with, like, living lavishly, but just kind of enjoying life. We're here. We're in L.A. We're 2 hours away from Ojai. Anyone, if we were worse off, we wouldn't be able to leave our own spot. But, you know, like I said, paycheck to paycheck, but we're doing okay. Our intention is to both be in a spot to where the spot we are in now seems like a dream.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a funny story to harken back to.
Yeah, you know, I made $200 on Saturday, just re-editing photos, quite a bit. But I'm really, really proud of the quality of art that I was able to produce in a single day. And for me, it's like, if I can do this in a day and make $200, that's $4,000 a month. Why not? Why mm-hmm, am I not mm-hmm. pursuing that more? Looking at the skill levels, looking at other different things I have, like Photoshop is the best thing that I can do, but it's not the only thing I can do.
Well, and you can feel the dam breaking now, don't you?
Yeah.
I can already feel the splash.
I like that. That's really good. But beyond that, I'm looking for I'm trying to manifest a free place to park.
We are. We're conjuring it.
We're in Little Tokyo. Little Tokyo is the favorite.
I love Little Tokyo.
Is our favorite place of LA.
It's my favorite next to
Art City.
Well, yeah, Art City.
Which is right next to Art City.
Ha!
Yeah.
Art City.
And the so clean. Hollywood Boulevard, which I know is like touristy or whatever, but I love people watching there.
Yeah.
It's all the little weird ass shops.
That's the best TV you could really watch
downtown,
is people.
Oh my god, yes.
Downtown Ojai is a lot like that because you'll be walking through and you'll see these celebrities once in a while. Like, is that Robert Downer Jr.? Holy shit.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of celebrities out in Ojai. Like, people I work with when they work the farmer's market, they're like, oh yeah, wait, Reese Witherspoon comes in here.
Oh
weekly.
My god.
You know, and she wears her overalls and whatever.
She spits on my face, but she's so nice.
God, what's his name? Emperor Zod from Superman.
Wow!
He was in Yes Man.
What?
He was in Quasilla.
Wait!
Queen
oh, jeez! Oh, God, oh, God, that guy. Oh, God. Wait,
name?
The Clockwork Orange dude?
No,
but
I wish it was
his
Malcolm McDowell.
Sort of clone guy, right?
But Malcolm McDowell
owns
what?
One of the suites that there's a warehouse that I work in, and there's, like, individual, you know, suites. And he owns the one on the end, apparently.
Oh, that's incredible.
I haven't seen him, but I would love to. But this other guy, he came in all the time. God, what is his name? Original Superman. I'm going to have to look it up. I'm researching. Original Superman.
The Zod guy?
Yeah, Emperor Zod. God, it's going to drive me nuts. But he used to come into... I used to work at a place called the Raw Food World. And he would come in all the time.
Shit place.
All the time.
So he would arrive in one of those rotating squares, right? Those interdimensional squares.
Yeah, he would just be like, can you give me the mock-up?
Yeah, yeah, it's just this floating one-dimensional square.
It was very awkward, I have to say.
Mock-up powder.
I was like,
powder.
All hell's on. All hell's on.
Hand me that head of cabbage now.
Yes, Lord.
Before I disintegrate you.
No, Lord. Oh no God. Need for disintegration.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
That's great, Zod.
Okay, here we go. There's him. Where's his name? Tell me. Just tell me your name.
Is it Toby Maguire?
Terrence Stamp. That's
there he is.
There he is. Terrence Stamp.
Well, that right there. You got my stamp of approval.
And I and I now work in the very studio. It used to be a yoga studio. Where I work currently. And
oh
that's
gosh.
Where he went for yoga before he would come over and
Whoa.
Check out with me at the other place that I worked at.
That's
like
crazy.
I'm just sucked into this Ojai vortex of this street.
I love it. Ooh, synchronous sticks.
I had a lot
Those
of
Those could be like drummer sticks. Yeah, tell me
the
more.
The apothecary shop. We went to Ojai and we were at the apothecary shop. So we walked in and there was a green Tara on the wall with 333 on it for the price. That's how much they have the price for.
Is that your favorite number?
It's becoming
or
nine. Yes.
Oh, good.
Nine
good.
Is my favorite number because it's amazing. Like,
yeah,
nine times two.
There's
is
no way
18.
Around it.
8 + 1 is
yes.
nine. Like
oh,
anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it cancels it out every time. It's like, yeah. It's so cool.
See, yeah, I love the number nine.
Number nine. Number nine. Wait, oh, so okay, so 333.
Oh, yeah,
that was
yeah.
one of the those
so
awesome secret
three, three.
Yeah,
and
mine
then
is two.
Later
oh,
on that
yeah.
day, we were
oh,
driving
yeah,
around somewhere. I can't remember where we were at, but there was a post, like like the electrical line post,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
it had 333 on the metal on
oh,
it.
Oh my god!
And then later on
oh,
that
god.
Evening, on my video game, I got a score of 333 that popped up, and it's just so weird. And then
wow.
at the Apothecary Shop, still the guy said his name was Tom. It was Herbal Tom, and he spells it THOM, which is how my dad spells his name. And I've never met anybody named Tom that spells it like that, THOM.
Yes,
so
yes.
That was really cool. And then
oh
his
my
girlfriend
God.
That came in, or his wife, his beloved, named Katie. One of my best friends' name is Katie. So it's just so just weird
yes.
thing.
Oh my God, I love that stuff. Now, what's yeah. so interesting is, if we look up the numbers of THOM,
uh-huh.
Would that add up to 333 in some way?
Be. Huh.
Or nine. That'd be interesting if it all broke down to nine.
Oh my gosh, that'd be great.
Flammo!
Be beautiful. Whammo.
Stuck in the middle
just
with you. It gets you right back in there.
What is the name of that movie that has that song on there? And there's a scene where this guy like tortures this guy, but it's playing.
Oh,
stuck in the middle with
Reservoir Dogs,
oh,
right?
That's what it was, with Mr. Pink and
oof.
Everything. Yes.
Oof.
Oh, I was talking about that. Actually, that song came on earlier today at work, and I was talking about that. Interesting that you started singing that.
Oh, what? Oh, of course. Right there, while
right
you're talking
there.
About the synchronicities. Oh, my God. Right ladies there. And gentlemen, you are catching all of this, right? This right here, it's 40 minutes. We're 40 minutes into a whole batch of magic right now. And so this goes up to an hour. I will be saving that and then up doing it over and over and over again until the battery runs dead. We might have 12 episodes by the time we get back.
Stuff.
All right. So, after that, then what happened?
Where was I? Shit.
What
oh,
more
no,
synchronicities happened?
That was it.
So,
that
the
was
Toms.
THOM.
THOM. Like, what's interesting, what's interesting is that I met a guy who told me about do you know about the Emerald Tablets of Thoth?
Yes.
It's either Thoth or Toth.
Oh, I definitely know the Emerald Tablets
of Thoth. I think it's Thoth. Oh, look, there's Angel
Thoth.
City. Thoth.
Crowley was a very
I thought
big,
you were talking about that.
I like that. So looking for our favorite.
So what do you know about Thoth? Apple Thoth.
Allegedly, one of the oldest
Thoth.
Beings to live on Earth.
My cough is a little bit Thothy.
One
oh,
of the. one of three ancients. One of three ancients. Has been on this planet longer than what we think is the age of Egypt.
Hmm.
I personally think that Egypt is actually far older, far older. Like,
right, so it's from the future. We're from the past.
Yeah, pretty much. We are actually.
We're visiting the future's past.
And that's actually kind of a really interesting thought too that you bring up. Like, are we the most advanced society ever to have existed here?
Right. Because they always uncover things like batteries.
Right.
Freaking silverware, you know, like
right.
things that was somehow crafted long before.
It looks like this is about a million years ago.
Yeah.
And it's a fuse.
Yes.
Obviously, someone left this here, and this is just calcium buildup.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
it's
fucking calcium buildup, man.
Yeah. But did you see that one where they uncovered it? It was like a watch. It was some watch that was on the wrist of a pharaoh or something, on some mummy.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
And it looks
watch.
Like a watch, like a freaking timepiece. And
yeah.
you're like, what?
Yeah.
Like, it blew my mind. I was looking at that going, all right, now what the heck is going on here?
Or how, like, the pyramids have, like, just a little bit of radiation inside of them. You're like, what?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Okay, well, gosh, it's a choose-your-own-adventure. I really want to ask you both about what you know about Thoth, and then also if you've heard about Dolores Cannon. So whichever one resonates
about,
with you.
I have heard about Dolores Cannon.
Who's
it?
Who's Dolores Cannon?
I've heard of Barbara Lamb.
Oh, yes.
It's like a past life. She helps people do past life regressions.
Yeah. I actually got to see my recent past life.
You where or how? How did this happen?
This was through God, how to explain it. originally inspired by mushrooms. Actually, mm-hmm. I should say originally inspired by ayahuasca.
Oh, goodness. Where'd you have that?
I had that experience in the Las Padre Mountains.
Oh.
I was about, it was 2009. Allegedly, the ayahuasca that we had were from plants from around Los Padres. I've never been able to figure out what mixture of plants we had, but it wasn't the same mixture from Peru. It was a mixture that was wholly from out here.
Whoa!
It was really, really crazy.
Wow. So, what did you experience during that time?
Different aspects of how to meditate, imagery that I could use while meditating to explore further reaches of my mind.
Did you come across your past life? Okay, who was that guy?
I can say off the air, but I can't say on the air.
Okay.
And the reason why is, I just don't want to say it.
Yeah. That's fine.
But it's.
What other revelations do you feel?
I can say that this particular individual was an occultist and had a particular love for Thoth. That's all I can say.
Oh, great. See, ladies and gentlemen, of course I bring up Thoth. Of course it relates so exactly to close to this. We're swimming in the same precipitation. There's the infinity.
Right?
There's the infinity.
Right.
I'm caught right in the eye of it. Right there. I'm caught right in the third eye of it. Thoth. Okay, so... What do you know about these tablets of Thoth? Because they talk about his spaceship apparently has all these archives, all these records under the foot of the Sphinx.
According to Edgar Cayce, yeah.
No, that was in the tablets of Thoth that I read.
No, but oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
So where did Edgar Cayce?
It's interesting you brought up Edgar Cayce because I just started watching Edgar Cayce videos.
David Wilcock, yeah.
Mr. Wilcock.
Oh yeah, he says he's Edgar Cayce reincarnate, right? Yeah. Is that true?
Well, if he's that, then I'm Aleister Crowley.
I don't know. Who's to say?
So, under that foot, is there a spaceship? From what you understand, or from what's been told to you, or your revelations?
You know what? Through my revelations, I've never received any indication of that.
Okay.
What I have received is that we are far older than we think.
Mm-hmm.
Our species is our society from Stone Age to where we are to high rise has happened four times.
Oh boy.
That we know of.
Wow.
And that is the message I have received. Now, it's very synchronistic to the Hopi legends of the four worlds, and that we're in the fourth, and this is the last one. I haven't seen that. This is it. There's nothing else after this. I have had visions that this is very important, that we are able to sort of limit our mind of consumerism and work together instead of feeling... sort of a competition with one another.
Yes. That's a keystone of my being.
Competition is not bad to have.
I prefer the cooperation.
Yeah, co-op, absolutely.
It's collaboration. Our
society should be a co-op. Education should be the far most important thing.
Now, when you talk about competition, do you mean one human or sort of human skin or? Human costumed being showing what's possible in that skin to show others, you know, because like every year there's the Olympics, someone's breaking a record that no one ever thought could be broken.
That's healthy.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly. So what's beautiful is, if we look at really what that represents, it's showing us, look what is truly possible, rather than, I need to crush you, right?
Yeah.
Somehow through the years, it's become that, I need to crush you, rather than, you're showing me what's possible.
Or all the different...
Missing an evolutionary bound. Like, we really need to step that up in our development.
Are all the different individuals and everything who have, what's the word I'm looking for? Who have contributed to...
I love it. You saw that. Good.
I know. Totally.
We all had our eyes on it. We all had our third eyes on it. 369. There we go.
Nice.
My goodness.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love it.
Jesus.
And there's no one behind us.
Talk about infinitum. It's incredible when... When we
were just across the street the other night.
Oh my gosh. You too. Oh. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, I remember that knot. Yeah. I remember that knot.
Oh shit.
Synchronicity.
Okay, I can't.
It keeps rocking and rolling.
Just keep your head down.
It keeps rocking and rolling and bopping and going.
Tara has a fear of parallel parking. It's really fun.
Yet no fears of parallel universes. Second verse is same as the first is. Multiverse is same as the first is.
Is it secret? Is it safe?
So multi-universes, what's the opposite? Nulltie?
Multi-universes?
None!
Not
and the universe maker none. None maker.
I do know this, that...
That sounds weird. I'm like some machine that pops
nuts out. Yes, that's right.
Like, that's where they come from.
None maker.
One could say that the keys of modern Western esoteric comes from Thoth. Oh. Comes from the idea of being that was laid, passed by Thoth. Hmm. So, but at the same time, as I was saying before, if you remove all of the Crowley, all of the Blavatsky, all of the egoic, esoteric bullshit, I would call it, from the occult, you find a different sort of perspective. How to look at the universe. This way, guys. How to look at the universe, how to look at ourselves, and how to navigate through that, through those dualities. The within and the without, the above and the below, and but as far as the other aspects, there are other aspects of that. Like we were talking about spaceships and whatnot. I don't know about. I've never heard about that. So that's the first I've ever heard about that. I would still love to take you to Giant Rock to show you that. The area, because that's all about, that place is all about UFO landing and spaceships.
Well, dude, we could do our painting project. It could be a documentary of sorts. We'll have a Wizard Walk celebration, a bonfire next to it. Did they let you go out there late at night or no?
Yeah, you could have a bonfire out there too.
I mean, God, we could, and we paint it. We do this, oh my God. We could dress it up in a face. We paint it so it looks like the, you know how the French do it? What do they call it? Trompe de la Monde or something like that? It's like they put it into a building inside and it looks like it's a freaking tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that kind of crazy stuff.
God,
wouldn't it be great if there's holographic paint?
Mm-hmm.
You could do that. You could do a holographic image up against the rock. Oh my God, why not?
We paint. Oh God.
Could we paint just a? Well, you could paint green on it, I guess, if you wanted to do.
Yeah, and glow in the dark, right? Like you were saying.
Green.
And then we could
also. Oh yes. Oh, that's good.
We could also layer over it in After Effects if we wanted.
Oh yeah.
To get really inventive.
Oh wow. Oh shit! We can have a movie called The Talking Rock. We can make it talk. Could you imagine in After Effects we make it talk? Like, here is some wisdom.
I wonder if I could work on like a talking rock marionette puppet thing, like in 3DS Max or Maya.
Oh my God!
If I could make the computer generated.
Wouldn't it be great if we could all like take turns asking it questions, like giant head rock? Tell what about this? And it goes, well, I'll tell you. Here's some good fortune, and then it says something. We see its mouth moving
directly from here. For the longest time, the courthouse building, is that what it's called? Is that the courthouse building?
It's called the for the longest time.
the Dragnet building. There we go.
Oh, that is the Dragnet building.
Yeah, it's the Dragnet.
Oh my God! No wonder it looks famous.
But that was like the center of LA for the longest time.
Oh my God!
So one could say that this is the center of LA. Look at how directly we're looking at it.
We are.
We're looking able to look at like two halves.
And it's a pyramid missing its eye on the top.
Yeah, literally half. Of you're course. Able to look at literally half the building from the standpoint.
Oh, geez, dude.
And look,
okay.
And look where it runs through, right through Little Tokyo.
Okay, I think I'm gonna have to take a photo of that, and then photo. Dude, could you Photoshop Lumi at the top of that building?
Oh, wow, easily.
Like this brightness, like yeah.
Easily.
You know. And then, a freaking UFO. That would be phenomenal. Oh my God, that could be like the first like album for the Wizard Walk band.
The Wizard Walkers.
The Wizard Walkers, yeah, the Wizard Walkers. I love that because that kind of echoes like the Skinwalkers, right? The natives. What do you know about the Skinwalkers?
Quite a bit.
I could tell. Yeah, please tell me. Hold on. I'm gonna stop this right now because it's only 53 minutes. I'm gonna come back and I want to hear about the Skinwalkers. Note to self, I gotta remember what that song is. Mama gonna touch you. Oh, ba ba da 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 da
Whatever that song is, if you know what that is, Mama says a whole thing, and Papa's on a kitchen, you know, like something like that. I'm gonna tell you. I want to know who that band is, because I want to. That would be a fun Yachtly Crew song, I think. So anybody who can let me know what that is, please let me know. By the way, my first time in my Japanese grocery. I've never been here before. I want to record some of this stuff. I'm uploading the other piece, so we'll see what happens.